KR4, KEF, mobile.
KR4, KEF, this is KG4, ZGS. I think I talked to you the other night on the net. I'm also mobile. I'm about to be dropping my trash off, so in a minute I'll get back in there with you.
My radio's cutting in and out real bad today on my mobile here. Can you repeat your call sign?
This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra, KG4 ZGS, and my name's Chris. I'm out and about with my son right now, pulling into the trash drop-off place, so about to get out of the car really quick, so I'll be right back, okay?
Good, Chris. This is Scott in Simpsonville, and I'm headed to take my daughters right now to ballet myself.
KR4KEF, this is KG4ZGS.
KG4ZGS, go ahead.
Right on there, Scott. That'll be an easy one for me to remember because that's my middle name. Watch me forget it next time. I spoke too soon. No, anyway, I just dropped off my trash at the local collection site and checked my mail, and now I'm taking my son out to the park so he can go play on the playground.
Nice. I'm headed to Greer right now to take my daughter to some ballet and, hanging out. I'm kind of on my own. Dropped my wife at the airport this morning. She's on her way to Orlando to celebrate her 40th birthday at Harry Potter World.
The big 4-0. I'm turning 39 in June, so I'm not quite there, but it's right over the horizon.
Yeah, she was all excited, though, because the people at the airline counter kept calling her young lady and, you know, kiddo and stuff. She was loving that. But she probably would appreciate me saying this over the radio. She's just turned 40. But to celebrate, she just wanted some time with her best friend down in Orlando, and I don't blame her. Because, man, it just got cold up here.
It was like 84 degrees yesterday, and now it's in the low 50s. I saw this morning it was like 43 degrees or something. I was like, man, it dropped 40 degrees in one day.
Got up pretty early this morning and drove to Charlotte so she could just have a direct flight. And it was like 75 this morning, and then drove through a rainstorm that hit on the way home, and it just plummeted like a rock. So, but still better than Chicago, where I came from. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think tonight's going to get down to 32, and then on Monday and Tuesday, it's going to get down into the 20s. So I'm a little worried. I've got some fruit trees that are all blooming right now, and hard frost like that probably will impact my yields this year, unfortunately.
So are you big into gardening every season? Because that's something that my wife and I have talked about. I was curious about getting into that myself. I hear it's a pretty good area for some, like, three growing seasons, I think I heard, for depending on what you're growing. KR4K,
yeah. I like gardening pretty well. The last 2 years, my son was born in 2024, so 2024 season and then 2025 season, I was kind of more helping out a young baby. Now he's a toddler and he's running around, so he can play outside while I work in the garden a little more. The last 2 years, I wanted to garden, but I just didn't have the time or energy. So now he's a little bit older, and I can get some work done outside while he's playing. Makes it easier, but yeah, I do love gardening. My favorite thing to grow is hot peppers.
That's fantastic. I heard, you know, with the price of, like, lettuce and stuff at the grocery store, I've really tossed around. Man, I wonder if it is, like, a crop like lettuce, just easy to kind of maintain through a summer and grow over and over. And I've been curious about that, looking into it, making some raised flower beds or something like that. But that's awesome. Do you grow other stuff besides peppers?
Yeah, I like growing, like I'll grow zucchini and squash. Sometimes I'll grow watermelons. I grow tomatoes and cucumbers. Sometimes I'll grow eggplants and okra. Let's see. I've grown some leafy greens. I'll say this, though. Leafy greens do a little better when it's a little cooler out. In the summertime, they tend to bolt. So they'll throw up a big flower and pollinate and throw seeds. So, which means they're not producing as much of the leafy stuff that you want to eat. But they do a little better when it's cooler out. But yeah, I've grown lettuces and kale and spinach and stuff like that.
Great, I'll have to look more into that. How's the watermelon? Because I know the soil around here is a lot rockier and kind of more clay-like. I'm assuming that's probably going to raise larvae and stuff. How's the watermelon turn out, though? That sounds amazing.
I do grow everything in raised beds, so. But yeah, the watermelon's good. The vines are huge, and what I've found is that one vine is good for maybe two melons, but usually it does better if there's only one melon on it. So I'll plant several vines. And my favorite to grow are golden watermelons. The fruit is a bright, like, goldenrod yellow color, but it's the consistency and taste of a watermelon.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. So am I lying to myself thinking that, man, if I started doing this, I'd save money? Or am I still just better off at the grocery store with this kind of stuff?
In terms of saving money, I mean, I wouldn't say, it depends on how much money, you know, if, how much stuff you pack into a certain area. What I will say is that when you grow your own food, you have a lot of control over the quality. Like, I prize organic food, and even stuff that's organic at the grocery store, sometimes they spray it with stuff that makes it stay better on the shelf. So even if they grew it organically out in the field, sometimes there's still stuff on it that you don't want to eat because it's at a grocery store. So if you're trying to save money, I would just I would go get your produce from Walmart, dude.
I totally get it with the whole quality, you know, what's been sprayed on this stuff thing. Seems like you can really never find out either. Well, that's interesting. I'm going to have to explore that. I got a book last year that I was kind of thumbing through. And, man, if I'm going to jump on it, I think now's the time, I'm assuming.
Like, right now would be a good time to, if you're going to build a raised bed, to build it. I'd go to a local mulch yard to get your dirt. A lot of places will have like an organic compost or some topsoil or something like that. I'll get a scoop of each. I have a trailer that I can pull with my truck, so it's a small trailer, so I can only fit one scoop in there. So I'll go get one scoop of one type of dirt, and then I'll drive back and get a different scoop of a different type of dirt, and then I'll mix those together and add amendments like fertilizers and bone meal and blood meal and all that good stuff. But buying dirt by the scoop is a lot cheaper than buying it by the bag.
I was reading, and I also saw a video on YouTube. I do a lot on YouTube. It's kind of how I've been getting into the radio stuff here. But a guy took a bag of soil and got like three different types of soil, back soil at like Home Depot or whatever, and he like get fooled by buying the. Oh, you can get the one, and that's what you need. So I found that pretty interesting. But, yeah, getting it from a place like that makes a lot more sense, too. But I don't know. There's just so many things I want to do, so little time, you know, with the kids and all. I'm sure you understand that with the young one running around these days. But, and, Chris, I think you and I were talking about the other night about are you working on your general? Or I think I mentioned I was after was the rag chew the other night.
Yes, sir. KG4 ZGS for ID. Yeah, I was talking with you on the rag chew on the net the other night. And yeah, I am beginning to read the general material. I got my ham license in 2003. and then I was active for a few years, and then I was inactive for a long time. I kept my license renewed and stuff like that, but I didn't do anything on radio at all for many years, and then my dad got me back into the hobby late last year, so I've been pretty active the last few months, and I've been rereading the technician material to kind of remember and brush up on the stuff that I got my license on all those years ago, and then I've also started diving into the general material, and I do a lot of YouTube watching as well. As soon as I find a concept that I have a little trouble with, I'll plug it into YouTube and then find 10 different videos explaining it. So it's I'm starting to work on the general. I haven't dove into the general material quite as hard yet. I've been really trying to brush up on the technician material. I've read through the technician material like twice now, and I'm not really an electronics expert, so some of the stuff like electronics, like capacitors and all that kind of stuff, I understand it a little bit, but I'm not, you know, an electrical engineer or whatever, so some of it I have to read a lot to in order to get.
Hear you there. I kind of live in that world because I'm a project manager, so we do a lot of audio video lighting installs, so like signal drop on RG8X and stuff. I kind of picked up on, but you know, that kind of stuff. But the thing that's been helping me a lot is that Ham Study app, the app that's like $4, because it pulls right from the questions. And there's the hambook.org, which has the free technician book. Man, when I did that and then went into it with the Ham Study questions, man, I think I missed one on my technician because I was able to get the material down so well. So that was really helpful. And now I'm just doing the question kind of approach on the general side. But hamstudy.org, the app, has been fantastic for me.
I've heard a lot of people talk about the Ham Study app. I haven't explored that one, but I am familiar with hambook.org with the free material online. I did read through all their technician material, and then I have the ARRL book for technician, and I've read all the content in there, and I've been going through the question pool in the back of that book, and I would say I get more of them right than I get wrong. Some chapters I've had to go back and redo, but then, you know, by the next time I look at the questions, I usually get all those answers right again. So, yeah, I'm just brushing up. I'd like to really have a solid understanding of the tech material, which I think I understand it better now than I did when I was a kid and got my license. I think I have a better grasp on it now, but I really want to have a super solid understanding of that material before I try to go more complicated on the general side.
Okay, yeah, that makes total sense. That book really helped me out a lot. It was pretty well written, and it was free that you just read online. I really appreciated that. But, yeah, I'm excited. I just got through sections 1 and 2, so I'm about like 100 questions down at the 400. So I'd say a quarter of the way through it, feeling pretty confident about that so far. But, yeah, excited to explore the HF stuff for sure. I've been just learning a lot about it and looking at antennas, all that kind of stuff. I actually picked up material to buy another kind of homemade antenna. I'm doing a, trying to do a dual band ground wave antenna where it's just kind of the bare wire sticking up and then you got the four radials. So it's kind of fun to see it all come together from theory to actual practice.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't done any construction of my own equipment, antennas or otherwise, but my main radio rig is a mobile rig, so my dad helped me install my first radio, and then he helped me install two radios, and we did it in like two steps. The first time we just installed the first radio and connected it to the battery, and then when I put the second radio in, we installed a power bus under the hood and connected that to the battery, and then now I've got two radios plugged into terminals in the power bus, so that was cool. He helped me because he knows a lot more about that stuff than I do, but I definitely learned a lot during the process, so yeah, I enjoy the mobile rigs, and I'm kind of trying to just build all my skills in VHF and UHF and become more comfortable with that, but yeah, eventually I want to push on to the next level.
That's pretty cool. I'm just doing HT with Mag Mount antenna. I don't even know how my signal is. I was kind of fighting it on my, I was on my Baofeng here and just moved it to my TID radio and my little H3 here, and it's doing a little better. But yeah, are you part of any like of the clubs or doing any of the meetups or anything like that around here?
When I got my first radio, I had an HT, and I had it on a mag mount, but I'm enjoying having these little mobile rigs. I also have a Baofeng. I've got a K5 Plus that I've got a Nagoya antenna on it. I don't have it connected to a mag mount or anything, but the radio I'm talking on right now, I have it on a trunk lip antenna. And then I've also got a GMRS radio, which is, also has a trunk lip antenna. And in terms of clubs, I've been to one club meeting. When I was a club up in Tryon, North Carolina, just to check it out. I think I do intend on checking out the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meeting. So I'd like to check that out. I don't know if I have enough time right now with my son being as young as he is. I don't know if I have enough time to commit to, like, going to club meetings every month or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I've been exploring it and just checking it out and trying to meet some people.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go check out that thing in May, the field day that they have coming up with the barbecue and stuff. And I was talking to my wife already. We're probably going to bring Audrey, my daughter, and see if she can get on the air and stuff. So she's been curious about it. So that'd be so fun to share this with her. So, yeah, I'm really excited to kind of get into this. You know, just moving to the area, I haven't met a ton of people, but to meet somebody, like people with common interest stuff and learn more about this radio stuff, I'm kind of excited to kind of dig in more with other people and instead of just me on my own and YouTube. KR4K, yeah.
Sometimes when you're chatting with people, it can be just chat roulette, you know? You never know what you're going to get, like who you're going to talk to. And then after you get on the repeaters enough times, you start to find some familiar voices and familiar call signs, and then you can build some rapport with people. I've met a lot of nice folks on this repeater, and I definitely enjoy the nets and rag chewing and stuff.
Nah. You know, I've been kind of jumping in some of these nets and stuff, and I've been having fun with Echo Link. I got a bunch of coworkers who all just got their license in Kentucky, and I'll jump into their nets every once in a while on my phone or computer or something, and that's been pretty fun too. But yeah, this has been great, man. Well, hey, I'm pulling up here to get my daughters in for this ballet lesson and stuff, so I'm gonna probably cut it here. But Chris, it's been nice talking to you, and looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves further, man. Good stuff. KR4KF, I'll be clear on your final.
Good to chat with you, Scott, and welcome to the area, and nice to make the acquaintance with you and talk with you again. I hope we can talk again. KR4KEF, this is KG4ZGS, and I'll be clear as well. Have a good day, sir. 73.
73.